This is a Fox News alert. Brittany Griner pleads guilty. I'm Dave Anthony. In handcuffs in a Russian court, Reuters reports the American basketball star said she'd like to plead guilty, but there was no intent and didn't want to break the law. Griner's charged with transporting drugs, accused of having vape cartridges with cannabis oil, and could get 10 years in prison.
I ask for your help in continuing to fight for BG's safe and quick return home.
That's her wife, Sherelle, at a rally last night in Phoenix, home to Griner's WNBA team. The U.S. says she's wrongfully detained. But a Russian minister warned American attempts to make noise in public do not help the practical settlement of issues. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Indonesia for a meeting of G20 nations.
The first time since January, Blinken will be in the same room with Sergei Lavrov, Russia's foreign minister, and Blinken's essential counterpart in Vladimir Putin's government. But despite much of the talks being dedicated to food and supply issues created by Russia's war-making on Ukraine, the two are not expected to meet privately.
Fox's Evan Brown. Chains coming to Britain.
It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new Prime Minister.
Boris Johnson's resigning, though that could take a few months to take effect. In Illinois, Robert Cremo III's jailed without bond, facing 7 murder charges in the 4th of July parade shooting. His father tells the New York Post he himself did nothing wrong, though his son was able to buy the gun used.
Thanks to his father sponsoring him on his application for a firearm owner's ID card. That happened 3 months after police responded to the family's home when the suspect threatened to kill his entire family. Attorney Steve Greenberg, whose firm represents the Cremos, tells us, no one thought there was any issue, including the police. I think everybody across the board missed whatever warning signs were there. The police, the teachers, the friends, the family.
That's Fox's Garrett Tenney in Highland Park. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, our top Fox News story, Brittany Griner, according to Reuters, has pleaded guilty in a Russian court. She was facing drug charges. She told the judge that she did not intend to break the law. She could get up to 10 years in a Russian prison. Now on Wall Street, we're seeing gains. The Dow is up over 190 points. The Nasdaq is gaining 133. The S&P 500 also rising today. We got another economic update this morning.
The latest numbers on the job market. It shows slightly more people receiving benefits. There were 235,000 new claims for unemployment last week. It's an increase of 4,000 from the previous week's numbers. And the number of people continuing to receive unemployment benefits rose by 51,000 to 1.37 million. The largest increases for new claims were in New Jersey, Massachusetts, Ohio, Kentucky, and Missouri. The Labor Department releases the June employment report on Friday. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Well, the price of oil is rising back up after the plunge earlier this week under $100 a barrel. It's up $4 now, back over 103. Gas is down 2 more cents. It's fallen every day for more than 3 weeks, almost 27 cents lower than the record high. Inflation also hitting us hard at grocery stores and going out to eat.
Keep in mind, these restaurants suffered immensely during the pandemic when nobody was going out, and in many places, restaurants were just absolutely closed for 3 months. Well, the next time you're grabbing a meal at your favorite restaurant, you're going to notice that it costs a little more, all because of inflation. National Restaurant Association says many restaurants across the U.S. have chosen to add various fees to the final bill instead of increasing menu prices. And some of those surcharges are listed on the receipt as wellness and kitchen appreciation fees.
That's Phil Keating. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.